We are going to wrap up our series talking about the Struggle Bus. You may recall in some of the past episodes, if you haven't seen them already, I encourage you to go back. Thank you for tuning in. I am a Christian business coach and consultant, tax strategist for solopreneurs, and a strategic partner to help you build synergy in your business through bookkeeping. I empower Christians to achieve freedom with virtual service-based entrepreneurship. We are going to wrap up our series talking about the Struggle Bus. You may recall in some of the past episodes, if you haven't seen them already, I encourage you to go back and look at those. The Struggle Bus series stems from one of my coaches who would always talk about her past struggles as being on the Struggle Bus. And one way to get over that is to either spend less or make more. Spend less, make more. That is the goal. And so we've talked about three things that you can do to help you make more money, how to get off the Struggle Bus. That was streamlining, productizing, and systematizing. Streamlining has to do with reducing your service offerings, you're reducing what you have available on your service menu in order to streamline your business, save you time, energy, and stress. It also makes it easier for your clients to make a decision and really understand what you're offering. So it leads to that magic word, which you want to hear is conversions, right? For somebody becoming, going from a lead to a potential client to actually becoming a paying client. That's the only kind to really have, right? Paying clients. Now, productizing your professional services helps to simplify the customer journey. Rather than going through a lengthy process of finding out what you offer, how much is it, right? Those back and forths. What you do is you productize your service. In other words, you package it up in such a way saying, hey, here's my service packages. This is what each package offers. It makes it easier for customers, for clients to make a decision, and they know immediately what they're getting and at what price. And so it's, again, going to save you time, that back and forth negotiation, because you have already packaged your services in such a way like, here, this is what you can buy. This is another package. This is another package, right? And then the last one, systematizing, refers to the act of making something systematic. The word systematize already messes with my speech impediment, so I'm overthinking it. But really, it's putting all the parts together to make sure they're organized and arranged in a specific way. And so when you streamline, when you productize, it gives you the ability to systematize the whole process from onboarding to customer fulfillment and all the parts in between and after, because you want to get referrals as well. And so when you systematize it, this lays the foundation for you to begin to scale. And so you have a more strategic plan in what you offer your leads, what you offer your clients. And you are laying that foundation to hopefully ultimately scale your business. And so I don't know where you are in your particular journey, your entrepreneurial journey as a Christianpreneur. I have a heart for seeing us maximize what we do. And if you are in need of more help, definitely visit the website, brotherjuan.me. Brother Juan is spelled J-U-A-N.me. And we can definitely help you out with getting your products productized, systematizing them, and streamlining them. And so feel free to reach out for business coaching services. If you are in need of tax and accounting services, feel free to reach out to us because we would love to partner with you to help you build synergy in your business to maximize your profits. You have a good day.